This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time for...
She's spoken at lunch with two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
The news.
She was spotted during trial at expensive restaurants, dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I've made an error.
On WEEI.
The number one news story is that Greg is sick, and he is currently trying to get some saltine crackers down. But we'll let you know how he's doing. Dr. Diana may make another house call today, but through it all, the three of us, as Courtney put it, the three musketeers are here, surviving and thriving. And Courtney Cox, what is the news today?
Before we get into the actual news stories, just quickly, because that open is so Karen Reed heavy, did you see that there are reports that the federal investigation is over and no charges are going to be put forth?
I don't pay attention to Karen.
So I need this to be explained to me.
Yeah.
Was there a chance that who benefits from
that? Okay, so when I heard that, I thought that was good news for Karen Reed, because they basically are saying they have no evidence, right, to charge her.
I heard, right, that was my first inclination, but then it was that nobody else was going to be charged.
So the feds are not bringing charges to anyone. Their investigation towards if somebody else could have done it.
So right.
But if she did it, wouldn't the feds, like...
But they're because they're already prosecuting her.
Yeah, I know, but that's on a different level. And it doesn't seem like it's going to go the Commonwealth's way, in my opinion, when it comes to Karen Reed. So if the feds knew something that could put a nail in the coffin for Karen Reed, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but the feds got into this because there was potential of a cover-up from maybe the state troopers.
Can we get Jackson on the mic? Jackson, can you explain? Let me know when Jackson's there. I want Jackson to explain this to us.
Because I don't know. Like,
why is Jackson big on Karen Reed now?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, because I guess my point would be like, why would the feds get involved on a state case for somebody who's...
Yeah, maybe you're right that they just didn't find any reason to charge anybody else, so it's actually bad for her. I have no idea.
Yeah, because
at this point, it's getting... She's due back in court today.
Well, today they have the meeting with Judge Bev and the alleged payments to the defense... The witnesses by the defense. So anyway, I find myself in a popsicle headache when I think about it.
It was funny that somebody behind home plate, though, at a spring training game had free Karen Reed time.
I know. So Greg came down and then went back.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. We're going to start here. Really scary story. 39-year-old Herman Geoken, an Uber driver in Boston, was arrested at his home in Brighton and charged with rape after police say on Saturday at 11:45 p.m., a woman ordered a ride to her Southie residence. Neighbors say the woman was picked up at a nearby bar, was allegedly sexually assaulted in front of her Boston apartment in Southie. So here's South Boston resident Gina Sorrentino on BZ.
We all have each other's locations so we could check
where our friends are and if they made it home okay. We always text when we all leave the bar. We always text when we get home.
He assaulted her, like, in the car in front of her house?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the crazy thing is, like, now we've gone from drunk driving to, okay, now we've got Ubers and, like, we're being safer. And now you can't even feel safe when you're taking an Uber. And it's just...
But they must have caught him right away,
right? Well, yeah, because they are able to track everything and make sure. But every time I'm in an Uber, and I know Curtis is going to say, your mom is only heightening your anxieties, but my mom is like, stay on the phone with me the entire time.
Yeah, that's smart.
I am totally... That is not too much. Yeah. If young girls in a cab... I mean, I just... To the best of your ability, try and do it with someone else.
Yeah.
I know that's hard, but I totally understand.
Try to stay in a group as much as you can.
What a sick a-hole.
Really scary. With Elon Musk more and more vocal in the Oval Office, Massachusetts Tesla owners are saying they are less and less likely to buy another. Mm. In 2023, the company had more than 1.81 million annual deliveries. In 2024, that number was down to 1.79 million, and they're expecting it to decrease some more for 2025.
Hey, guess what? Elon Musk got Bostonians to hate electric cars. Look
crazy,
at that.
Crazy. Yeah. Here's Hank Hun-Tiersen, who's owned a Tesla since 2019.
I'm not going to go out and buy another Tesla probably because I don't really want to contribute ethically to that, man.
So let's look into the ethics of every car owner. I mean, my favorite one of all of these was... who's the girl from Who's the Boss? And she did
Melissa Milano.
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. Yeah.
And she was like, "I'm selling." I think it was a Tesla. And then she bought a Volkswagen, which were created by the Nazis.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I love Volkswagens. Right. I don't. That's not an insult. But if you're going to go into the history of every car that's ever been
driven.
Yeah,
but people ain't going into the history. They're just going to the surface level. And I can see people going, oh, I'm not driving a Tesla because Elon Musk is tied to the hip of Donald Trump. I thought the guy was going to say because electric vehicles do poorly in cold weather. They don't start. So I thought it was going to be more of the actual vehicle having problems. That's why I thought this report was down, was the vehicle having issues.
They're trying to say it's political.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe it all day
2025
long.
Numbers will be interesting.
Yep.
There were a lot of reports 3 weeks ago saying that the Eagles turned down the invite to the White House for their Super Bowl win. Now sources are saying the Eagles would be honored to visit the White House. Per the source, the Eagles, like I said, would be honored, and the source adds that rejecting an invitation was never considered.
Okay.
So this report, I guess, came out of thin air.
Yeah, right. That's another thing. Wiggy, what did you talk about the stories that we were talking about the Full Swing, Scottie Scheffler, the arrest, and Wigg said, you know, we all jumped to conclusions immediately. In this case, it was, I don't know who began it, but then it was like a fact, and it went around the world. Like everybody was saying, "What a good move or bad move." You know, the right. You know, each side was making their case, but turns out it wasn't true.
Yeah. In a brief update this morning, the Vatican has said that Pope Francis rested well all night long last night, as he continues to stay in the hospital battling bronchitis. Pope Francis has been there since February 14th, and this is a bit of a good improvement for him after reports were that he was in critical condition on Sunday.
All right.
Yeah, scary. I do find the way, I hope he lives to 150, but when Pope Francis passes or abdicates, the way in which the media covers the conference to select the next pope, and how there's like no, there's a famous Francesa video that's an all-timer if you're looking for something to laugh at on YouTube, but the smoke, you know, there's, depending on the color of the smoke, they have a new pope, but there's no cell phones, there's no media, it's like the only thing left that there isn't a leak from.
Yeah.
Like the cardinals get together and they decide on the successor, and it's ripped. We should actually do a road show from the Vatican.
Oh.
Really?
Now that'd be nice.
Have you ever been to Vatican City?
No, I mean, I guess the purpose just to see the Vatican? Is that what it is?
The Sistine
I've never
Chapel?
Been. I would love to go.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's great. I'm a devout Catholic.
I love beautiful ocean, so I'll go to the Amalfi Coast.
Yes.
Those things don't really, like, get me all geeked up. Has there ever been, or is it possible? And I don't know, I'm asking the question. Can a female be a pope or no?
I do not believe so.
Okay, so there cannot be like that.
I believe that is...
Hey, that's not right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's female priests, so if you can't be a priest, you couldn't be a pope.
Yeah.
But I want to change that today.
Okay.
Well, I'm all for it.
Well, but there could be a female nun, right? There's a nun.
Well, here's what would actually, you know, it's I'm a Catholic. I've been raised Catholic, confirmed Catholic, went to a Catholic college, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how people are charged with giving marital advice who have never been married.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No, that don't make sense.
Things change. It's okay. Many religions have reverends and that are married.
Preachers,
that are,
yep.
Preachers.
Yep.
Like, I will never understand it, but...
They can't even have sex.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm like a priest there.
Right.
Vow of chastity.
It is, Shime.
Save that, Shime.
Shime, as you're getting ready to get married, if you decide to get married in the church, doing pre-Cana is very eye-opening.
Yeah, we'll be doing that, so okay. Don't worry.
It is nuts. Like, it is insane, the things that they say, especially for women.
I can only imagine how archaic it must be.
Yes. And we now know that sneakers are very valuable in 2025. Wiggy, I don't know if you have a sneaker collection or if you just wear your sneakers.
No, I wear my sneakers.
Okay, Ken, too. I feel like Ken has maybe a sneaker collection. He always has a decent amount of different ones. But new reports are showing just how valuable they are. Nearly $2 million worth of Nike footwear has been stolen from freight trains in California and Arizona within the last year. Here's Scott Jones, the Smart TD Transit Union Safety and Legislative Director, talking about how the thieves are doing it.
They wait till the train gets out into a more desolate, remote area where you have fewer law enforcement. It's well planned, well orchestrated. How are they doing this? Is there somebody on the inside? I mean, that's a good question. I'd like to think not, but we don't know that.
Yeah, but what's it when it gets out to these remote areas? Are they stopping the train, or are they just going in the back and then taking the stuff out and then obviously jumping off the train?
I'm guessing the train has to stop at certain points, and they're jumping on, getting them at those.
So then I would bet that, like he said, then I would bet that there's some type of inside job that somebody has information about whether it's train route.
They're route.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the back of the truck at Logan Wiggs. There's always an inside job.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's some of the best stuff in the world
I
when
agree.
It falls off a truck.
It's awesome. We're going to keep this train on the tracks, Courtney.
Okay.
We will continue the news next, which will also include Dumbest of the Day. Don't miss that. But right now, here's what's trending with Courtney Cox.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Today at 105, it's the Sox at Braves in Northport. You can listen to the game on WEEI AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. We had Alex Cora on and we had Alex Bregman on already this morning. If you missed that, you can go to the Odyssey app to hear those in full. The Celtics back in action tonight on the road to take on the Raptors. Tip is at 7. Drew Holiday and Luke Kornet are both out while Al Horford is questionable. The Bruins take the ice at the TD Garden tonight. They have the Maple Leafs. Puck drop is at 7. And save on sirloin steak and ground turkey. Today at Shaw's and Star Market, get value pack beef petite sirloin steak or 99% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Just $3.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And the feds, according to my trooper friend, the feds found nothing wrong with the way Proctor handled the case.
Oh, yeah,
which is why that's good news for the state and bad news for Karen Reed.
Yeah, because that's the only reason why the feds would get involved.
Even when he said, I haven't found any nudes yet?
That's the story. I have nothing to do with it. It's 39 degrees in Boston. Here in gorgeous Fort Myers in Lee County, Florida, it's 63 afternoon high.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
574. Well, we're going to be riding around, heading to Naples to get Wiggy on a beach next to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get this morale up for all our right. Florida man.
Yeah. What time are we heading down there?
It's up to you guys.
Sunset's at 5:30. I want to make sure that we're there.
Yeah, but I want
6:30.
Oh.
Yeah, and I can care less about sunset. To me personally.
Oh, the sunset's gorgeous.
Yeah. Whatever time you
hear it when it hits the ocean.
Whenever you want to get back.
A little green flash.
Yes. Sunset, let's make sure we're at 6:26.
Okay, but like we should maybe leave here at like 4:30.
Love it.
You know, right. get there.
Dinner early, get back by 8.
Yeah, but like, right. You know, we can get some sauced up, Wiggy.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's not a good attitude.
Well, no. I mean, I don't care about the sunset. We can get drinks, but we'll be back by 8. I'm cool. Like, yeah.
Perfect.
That'll be good.
Love it. Even better.
I want to apologize to you, Curtis, because last week when you were down in Florida, I said, Curtis, you got to make sure you're wearing some sunblock. You were a bit burnt. Karma got me because I am so sunburnt right now, and I didn't take my own advice. And so, you know what? It's so annoying when somebody points out that you're sunburnt. Obviously, you know that. You feel it.
Yeah.
And I didn't need to do that.
Why you didn't put no stuff on?
I did. It just, I didn't put enough. I didn't reapply.
Well, I don't take any glee in the fact that you also got sunburned.
Thank you.
I'm very sorry about that. And I would also say that it feels good in the moment getting sunburned. Obviously, it feels awful after.
Mm-hmm.
But that like first base burn you think is good, but it just peels.
Were you laying out in the sun? Is that what you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm planning on doing that a bit today.
Yeah.
All right.
We were going to go to, I can't wait. Let's go to Naples later today. 4:30, we'll leave. If you want to meet us at the beach bar and buy Wiggy drinks, go for it. The news is on now, and Courtney continues it.
A nice reunion for a family and their cat named Sunny Lou. The cat showed up after she had spent 3 weeks stuck in their sofa.
Oh, Jesus. God.
The family moved from Washington State to Colorado, and they couldn't find her the day that the movers showed up. So they said, she must have taken off. Very sad. They now move. There's no hope for a reunion of them and their cat.
Ugh.
Well, it turned out that she crawled into a hole in the fabric and rode cross country in the back of the moving truck, and then 3 weeks later popped back out. So here is the family talking about finding their lost kitten.
3 weeks and 1,150 miles of road. They brought in our hide-a-bed sofa and started to unwrap it.
I heard a meow.
I ran to the garage. Randy was, come in, you gotta check the couch. And so I think it might be our kitty.
What? This is crazy. This has been 3 weeks. I rushed in there, pulled out the hide-a-bed, you know, and I could see that there was a small little hole into the armrest. We're so glad to have her back in our life, and she's just living her best ninth life.
Wow.
That just proves that cats, you don't need to do anything when you buy them. Like,
right.
What? So three weeks
without food or nothing. Wow.
I can't go 3 hours.
I know.
And it was a kitten, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Well, thank
Very
goodness.
Lucky. We can now get to the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
miss Greg every day, but when there's TikTok-related dumb stories, I really miss the man. So, is this real? We have a new TikTok challenge, Wiggs.
Uh-huh.
It is to drop heavy objects on your feet and see how much it hurts.
Oh, no, wow.
The new challenge is to drop heavier and heavier things on your feet and see if you can withstand the pain.
Damn.
One guy went viral after doing this with a hammer, a space heater, and a cordless drill. Is there nothing worse than stubbing your toe?
Nothing worse.
No.
I have the most sensitive feet of all time.
I think most people do, right?
I have the worst spatial awareness. Like, when I'm at my parents in Florida and I'm, like, walking out of the pool, I stub my freaking big toe on the stupid lounge chairs every time, and I can't swear because of the little guy.
Yeah.
It's my own personal hell. I know. It sounds brutal. But let's hear from this idiot doing a challenge of dropping things on his feet.
Dropping things on my foot. Part three reactions. Hammer. Yo. I come short. 6 out of 10, I'd say on that one. Let's go with the heater next. Oh. Yo, 7 out of 10 on that one. Let's go with the speaker now. that's an 8 out of 10 there.
I don't know why people be like, we're complaining about banning TikTok and because they don't do that. I'm not big on TikTok. I know you and Shymock, Corey.
Yeah, I love it.
But I feel like that a lot of the TikTok challenges that we hear about crazy stuff too are from other countries. So it's like they're getting the mindless stuff just like we're getting it. And it's, you know, you see a lot of, like, you know, people from other countries doing crazy challenges,
too.
That is
a good point. And, again, it's what you put out there is what you're going to get back on the app. It's the algorithm. So, like, I'm not getting any of these challenges because I'm not a 12-year-old boy.
Right.
You know? And so that's the issue.
But I just don't understand how we make people fail. Like, there is legitimately no talent in taking a heavy object and dropping it on your foot.
Right.
All it requires is stupidity.
Yep.
Anyway.
But have you never heard of a little TV show once called Jackass?
But Jackass,
that's what they did. They
Jackass
made a living
was
doing that.
Brilliant. They would
how?
Because they would make the stunts much more elaborate and stuff.
But that's how they started, though. Like, I remember one of them, they were, what were they, like, shooting staples at his ass or something that? So it's like, people love... And this is, I think, why we had the reality TV conversation. People love mindless, entertaining stuff. People get tired of, you know, this everything is falling, political talk, global warming, the world's going to end. So people like the Jackass and the funny stuff that just kind of takes your mind off of everyday reality, where everywhere you look, it's like, who hates who? Who's killing who? What, you know, like...
But you can... I'm not disagreeing with you.
But that's what people love.
If Jackass was just dropping things on their feet, it would not be a world-renowned...
But that's what they did, though.
And, like, there's nothing funnier than watching people fall, or, like... Yeah. And it's sad to say, but there is nothing that makes me laugh harder than
they would shoot paintballs at a guy's groin. There's no, like...
That's funny. That's different than taking this phone and, or, like, taking that printer and putting it on my foot.
But I mean, but that's how
let's
go, come on.
That's kind of how they started. So, you know, people, I guess, that's why I said people love the mindless, goofy stuff, and that's why a lot of people, like, well, nowadays, I mean, Jackass is not as big because you have TikTok and social media, but back in the days before all the social media, that's why it was such a huge phenomenon when it came to the TV show.
Yeah.
Great job, Courtney.
Great job by you guys.
Good job.
I'm really worried. I just told Jackson to call Greg.
Yeah.
Not answering.
It's probably sleep.
Yeah,
there's
let him
no
sleep.
Way. What? Yeah. Let him sleep.
It's 8:30.
He probably popped off on drugs and just
who gets
to sleep
up
as
on
much
there
as
like
possible.
When you're off, do you get up?
Oh yeah.
I'm up by 8:30.
Yeah, no, me. I even if I get up, I go back to sleep.
Yeah, I try, but then there's sometimes where you're just excited for the day. I'm sure he's not, so I'm sure he's sleeping. It was probably a rough night's sleep for him.
No, we're up every day at 4:15, so any chance you can get to sleep.
But your body can sleep in.
No, it doesn't sleep in. I get up. Like, if I get up at 5 or I get up at 6, I go back to sleep. I try to push myself back to sleep. I'm generally up by, like, you know, feet on the ground by, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock.
I could still sleep until 11.
Yeah, see, I can't get there yet. Unless I got up at like 7 and I was up for like an hour and then I tried to go and then I went back to sleep.
My body does jolt up usually around like the start of the show if I'm off and then I realize and I can go back to sleep. Yep. But I can then sleep for another 3 hours.
Yeah. If I didn't have a little guy, I'd probably be able
to. Yeah, that's true.
Thank goodness. On the hotline here, our savior, the man who's the namesake of this program, Greg Hill. Greg,
oh, no.
A lot of people are worried. How are you?
My light flashed before my eyes the last 14 hours.
You sound
horrible.
Yeah.
I'm much better than I was.
Oh, thank God.
But it's Swiggy, as you would, what do you call it, the bubble guts?
Yeah.
Both ways. Both ways all day yesterday. The only thing, and I thought, I literally thought it was another food poisoning incident, but I don't think it was that. I think it was Noro. I think it was the full Noro.
Did Dr. Diana give you any tests when she came over for the IV?
No, she just gave me an IV, and she gave me some anti-nausea stuff, and she gave me children's Tylenol.
This isn't what I said. Shime was wondering earlier if she gave you a pregnancy test.
She did not. Here's my question, because I really do, like, basically, I got home yesterday after work, I tried to sleep, I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty, dirty details, but...
Mm-hmm. Here they come.
Literally, around 2:30, I would say most of my inner organs all came out the mouth portion of my body.
Oh, God in heaven.
And the only thing I had eaten was raspberries, the blackberries that I had.
Yep.
When it came out, it was red, so I thought it was blood and that I was dying.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Wiki goes, oh. Jeez.
So can you keep anything? Can you keep anything down?
Well, I could keep like Gatorade and Pedialyte, yes. And I'm gonna try to there's a thing that she says I should make, Dr. Diana, which is a cup of rice and 6 cups of water, and you boil it, and then I think I can eat that. And then the only question that I have is I want to come and work with you guys. I just don't want, what if I infect the entire Red Sox clubhouse?
Cora told us before he came on, when I told him that you weren't going to be in, that they had the Noro a couple weeks ago come through. And yeah. I would just, my personal advice, I hate when I get unsolicited health advice, but last year when I had this about this time, I tried to eat too soon.
And then
you're just kicked in the ass again. So I would just take it easy. Because there's nothing worse than that.
Is the Noro like COVID? Now that he's already had it, he can't worry about getting it again?
Right, but he can be a super spreader.
Okay.
How long do we know until Wiggy and Curtis may have been infected yesterday?
Oh, that's a good question.
I would think they would already have, they would be exhibiting signs of it. Because I can't figure out where... Like the super spreader event, I think had to be the Four Nations thing at the Garden. Because I did not come into any contact with any other human beings Friday other than DMs, and Saturday just quiet dinner with our friends JT and Andrea. So it had to be at Four Nations, correct?
Yeah.
Right, but then that would mean Four Nations was on Thursday.
Yeah.
You didn't start feeling the effects till Monday.
Yeah, that's a while for him to be incubated.
Yeah.
Have we checked in on former Mayor Walsh on how he's feeling? Because you guys were quite close.
Well, how about Lindsay?
Lindsay's fine, but she threatened me 1,000 times that if she gets it, it's not going to be pleasant.
Glass half full, you must feel quite skinny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100 glasses. Yeah. I wouldn't. I wouldn't say quite, but I mean, maybe skinnier is the best way.
It's a good weight loss program right there.
That bathing suit will feel better popping that puppy on this weekend.
So, I don't know. I feel like I should just hop on a flight and come down there and then see you guys tonight and do the rest of the shows down there. I don't know. But really, I mean, it's up to you guys. If you don't want me to expose you, I could just go. I could do the show from Brighton tomorrow and come down tomorrow night, I guess. It's up to you guys.
I'm not making a decision on that.
Yep.
How was Bregman?
Awesome.
Really good.
Yeah. Cora was awesome.
Yeah, they were both good.
Great.
And we asked all the hot questions, too. We asked the third base questions.
Wiggy was probing.
Yeah.
Really? All hardball slick?
Well, I mean, just the third base questions. We didn't get any, like, great, great answers, but you know what? They were very good.
Have you seen Ralphie at all?
No, I haven't seen Ralphie yet. I'm looking for him. They just took the top off the field, so maybe he'll be out here.
Is that him?
Where?
To the left.
No, that's the groundskeeper.
Hey, Ralphie.
No.
Yeah, that might be
him.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
thank
at
you.
Third base. Good thank call, you. Courtney. He's at third.
Investigative journalism.
And he's got his glove.
Oh, Greg, what do you think about the big Karen Reed news? We were trying to figure it out earlier about the feds. Is that bad news, good news? What does it mean to you? I know you've been over the porcelain ball, but if you followed it at all, what happens?
I don't know how to feel about it. I'm waiting for – that's the one good thing about being sick today is the hearing is today, so I'm going to wait and see what they say. But I don't know. It can't – it probably is not great if they didn't find anything. Probably, I mean, Curtis, you know me. I have been unbiased in my discussion of this entire case, so I'm not sure where I stand. I'll wait for the second trial, second verdict.
I love it.
Courtney, breaking news, Greg. We are here, Ralphie Devers at third base about the field ground balls. It looks like he's going to make some throws over to first.
I thought that was Mo Vaughn. God, he's huge.
No, that's Ralph.
Yep.
We
don't even have my glasses on, and I spotted him.
Ralphie needs some rice and 6 cups of water, I'll tell you that.
Oh, stop.
He might actually appreciate the 24-hour bug weight loss program, Curtis.
Could be. Could work.
I'm telling you, baseball's back. You can feel it, Greg. There's a buzz around the team. Wiggy's already buzzed. Everybody's happy. It's great.
Did Wiggy get a merch delivery yet, or is that coming?
No. I'm waiting on that. I got to wait for Sam Kennedy. When will we interview him?
Well, Ken sent us a full list. We have two interviews, so that's great for the week. I don't know when the rest are happening. And he had the great idea of moving Alex Cora in the middle of Courtney and I so that nobody would see him. It was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So that's been his addition.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, we're inside, Greg.
Oh, you're inside today. We'll be outside tomorrow if I can.
No,
bad news about that. Yeah, we're not sure.
Yeah.
There was bad winds and the tent broke that we were supposed to be under. And they didn't have any idea for lighting, which is interesting.
Right. It's almost like nobody thought about it. Ooh, I'm taking a video of Devers right now. Courtney, you are like Edward R. Murrow.
Yes. He's playing third base.
Yeah, and people say Curtis is the baseball guy. Give him a break.
Courtney, you might be coming back on the Devers at third base because...
Ooh, what a cannon. That guy's got a hose.
Yeah, he is out here. He's doing some stuff.
Should we do a chant that says Bregman sucks and see if he gives us a high sign? Wait, why is Bradford bringing him out? Like... Why is Bradford bringing him out water?
Not one error yet. He's already fielded four... ground balls.
And the other big news, Greg, Hooters sign in center field. I thought they went bankrupt.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's not all of the Hooters. Maybe it's just some of the Hooters.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to wait out. A Twin Peaks lunch is only when you get here and you're feeling better because we want to do that as a crew.
All right. But where do you guys stand? Like, do you want me to wait an extra day or are you guys... are you feeling reckless? And I'll just come down there and breathe.
I don't want to answer for Courtney because she wasn't there yesterday. I feel fine, and if I'm not sick today, and you say that's fine, then I have no issues. But
no, you won't get sick till Saturday.
And I miss you dearly. So
yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna try to see if I can make my way down there later today.
All right, do the Delta flight. It was awesome. Get in early. It's the greatest airline.
Yeah, first class was really nice.
We're coming at you from JetBlue Park.
I love JetBlue.
I'm going to grab a little Imodium for the flight.
Okay. Well, don't take too much. Then you're all backed up.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right. That's Greg Hill. He sounds much better today. He sounds jovial. And I have to tell you, Devers looks like Brooks Robinson at the hot corner.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Ooh, goes to his left, picks it, chucks it across the field.
And that's Cora, who's lobbing. Now he's lobbing pitches to, they have a batter in the actual batter's box, so he gets the full-on view of.
I don't think that's Cora.
Ain't that Cora throwing throwing the little balls? Yeah.
My eyes are failing me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is Cora right there.
All right.
It was interesting, Cora said that that Devers was getting help from Bregman when it came to like his glove placement and stuff like that. So, I mean, it looks like it's been working.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tweet this out right now. Devers taking grounders. We are live at JetBlue Park. We love JetBlue. We love the Red Sox. Greg sounds like he'll be back tomorrow. And we'll take your calls at 617-779-7937 on WEEI. Yes. We are live from JetBlue Park in beautiful and sunny Fort Myers, Florida. Greg Hill is alive. You just heard him on the show. If you missed it, go back and listen on the Odyssey app, which is free. You can rewind, go to chapters, the whole shebang. You have the opportunity to listen to us and view us on YouTube or Twitch. I haven't seen a single error from Rafi Devers at third base.
It was just one.
He went.
That was on me. That was on me.
Well, so, who else would it be on? He's only
right
playing third.
Well, there was one that was kind of the hitter. It was a little bit towards shortstop, so I don't think Devers would have made that play anyway. So that wasn't on him. But now we're seeing Devers, for all the people that can't see him. We're seeing him now. Turn
Ooh, tough
two.
Hop. Love it. Yeah. Great stab.
Well, that's on him. We're seeing him turn two now.
Oh, that was a bad throw.
There was throws to first. Now they're going throws to second to see about, like, turning two.
Baseball is in the air. We are live here, as I mentioned. Greg may be back tomorrow. And I loved Cora and Bregman. If you missed those interviews, those were in the 7 o'clock hour. You can find them anywhere that you access the show, Spotify, all those places. I said something at the start of the show in my lead that I feel more and more confident about, that John Henry is a better owner than Robert Kraft. Can we do a poll on that, Scheimer? Can we get Jackson to pop that up?
Sure thing.
The way they have, through many different eras, you had the 03, that team was Manny and Ortiz and Pedro and the trading for Schilling, and then in 13 you had a team that was John Lackey, Mike Napoli, you still had Pedroia, you still had Ortiz. 18, maybe the best team ever, was totally different. No Ortiz, no Francona, no Theo, no Sherrington, no Farrell. You had Dombrowski, who put that team together. And now it feels like they have sort of bridged this gap between Mayer and the young kids coming up and the ability to augment the roster and add guys like Bregman and Crochet, where they could be good for a while. I think they should extend Crochet, but we'll see what happens with that. But it feels like they are on the precipice of a pretty good run here, whereas with the Patriots, we think they have a guy in Drake May. We think they have the coach in Mike Vrabel, but they have not shown an ability or desire to spend for premium players at the top of the market. And until I see that, I don't think you can make the argument that Kraft's better.
Well, one thing's clear, and we'll be able to compare the two after this Patriots season and this Red Sox season, because Alex Cora told us just an hour ago that when he sat down with John Henry, with all of the guys, to figure out if this was a good fit for him moving forward for the next 3 years, there was clearly a lot of conversation on what Alex Cora needed from them to ensure that this could be a winning team, and that would be a reason why he stayed.
Right.
Now, I am guessing, and I have no idea, but I'm guessing Mike Vrabel had that same kind of conversation with Robert Kraft going into this season. So it obviously John Henry has paid up, put his money where his mouth is when it comes to Alex Cora and staying true to his word to him. Now will Robert Kraft do the same when it comes to Mike Vrabel?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, and the great thing about this is that by the time the Red Sox start their opening day regular season, which is March 27th,
yep,
will have known what the Patriots have done through free agency to see whether, because the draft is really not about, unless there's a trade that happens, but we'll know if they made major moves to go out there and get high-end talent by the time that the Red Sox start. And we'll be able to say, it doesn't look like they spent a lot, or it looks like, you know what? There's excitement like there is for the Red Sox that we have. There's excitement for the Patriots because of look at all those moves these made. Look at all the moves they made in the offseason. So, and you know what? Devers, tell you what, didn't look bad. Did not look bad at third base.
So you haven't changed your mind after those interviews? Do you still think?
No, I still think. And then seeing him out here and with Cora working some ground balls and like them just really out here doing these things, it really is them saying, like, you're going to get every opportunity.
Oh, my God.
I agree with what
you're saying. He's going to get every opportunity to what?
To be the starting third baseman.
So there's a better chance that I am calling Red Sox games.
I could see that happening.
So yeah, but that's easy. We can anybody can call Red Sox
games. No, it's not that I'm good at it. It's that they wouldn't want me to do it.
But why even go through the dog and pony show?
Because he wants to do it. Because he's going to be a DH who will play third if he plays the field.
So you think, all right, so March 27th.
1,000%. Rafi Devers, or what's his name? It will be playing designated hitter.
All right.
And Alex Bregman will be starting at third base.
Okay.
There was a competition for second where we didn't even hear Bregman's name.
Yeah, he said that Bregman could play. He said before all those names he brought up, Campbell, Grissom, he had said Bregman, it's been a while since he played second, but he could play second. Yeah, he could definitely play that.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't think that's happening. We have do we have Hill notes today, Scheimer?
I believe so. Jackson will roll those in, so we'll have those for you at 9:30 this morning.
Well, and if you missed any of Cora, we'll come back with some of the best Cora that we had at 7 o'clock. Hill Notes and your call, 617-779-7937. Is it blasphemous to say that John Henry is indeed a better owner than Robert Kraft? All of that in your calls in the final hour of the Greg Hill Show.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.